Hi, this is Treya Lavery from Search Data Management and Search Business Analytics, and I'm here today to talk with Craig Stedman, Senior Executive Editor of those two sites, about the DataWorks Summit that he attended in June in San Jose, California. So, Craig, the name of the conference up until this year was the Hadoop Summit. So why the change, and did you see a shift in focus at the conference this year?
So it was the Hadoop Summit before, and now it's the DataWorks Summit. Although HortonWorks and Yahoo, the two organizers of the conference, hedged their bet on that a bit. They left Hadoop Summit on the website in smaller type, and they called it DataWorks Summit / Hadoop Summit in places. But really, it's the DataWorks Summit now. And Cloudera and O'Reilly Media, which put on Cloudera is another Hadoop vendor that competes with HortonWorks, and O'Reilly Media put on a similar conference, competing conference essentially. They did the same thing with that. It was called Strata and Hadoop World up until in March, and now it's going to be the Strata Data Conference going forward. So from a vendor standpoint, they want to put the focus now on data and what you can do with it, and it kind of reflects a growing uncertainty that what officially constitutes Hadoop will continue to survive and thrive into the future. So there are two core components. The original core components of Hadoop were MapReduce and the Hadoop distributed file system, and MapReduce is already being pushed aside by technologies like Spark, and there are alternatives to HDFS that have emerged as well. So HortonWorks and Cloudera don't want to be seen as being tied to a technology that might be going away, and also there's a sense that Hadoop hasn't lived up to its expectations, at least from the standpoint of technology vendors making money off of it. But I mean, the focus of the conferences were still pretty much the same, focusing on Hadoop and other big data technologies and what you can do with them. And the name changes are kind of ironic in a way because, I mean, more mainstream organizations now are deploying big data systems, and they tend to refer to them as their Hadoop environments or Hadoop platforms. So from a user point of view, the name Hadoop really seems to evolve to represent the entire big data ecosystem that's surrounding the core Hadoop components. And I'm not sure that that's going to change even if those core components disappear completely.
The big news at the conference was a deal for IBM to drop its own Hadoop distribution, Big Insights, and resell the HortonWorks one instead. So what does that mean for the two companies and their customers?
Yeah, so as you say, IBM is ending development of its own Hadoop distribution and is going to resell the HortonWorks data platform, HortonWorks's distribution of Hadoop and other big data technologies. And in return, HortonWorks is going to resell IBM's data science experience software, which is basically a workbench suite of tools for doing collaborative analytics, as well as BigSQL, which is IBM's SQL on Hadoop query engine. So for users, it could mean increased access to enterprise-class big data technologies or big data capabilities. So from the IBM side, their users could get access to basically to a better Hadoop distribution with HDP from HortonWorks. The HortonWorks users could get capabilities or technologies like DSX and BigSQL from IBM are a higher level than what HortonWorks has been offering itself, and also potentially improved data governance. An improved data governance platform for big data environments via Apache Atlas, which is an open source technology that HortonWorks and IBM are going to do joint development work to enhance going forward. For the two vendors, IBM really wasn't getting very far with Big Insights, and now it can kind of forget about that and focus more on developing data science and machine learning tools. And HortonWorks is really focused, by contrast, HortonWorks is really focused on the core sort of big data platform and plus associated technologies like Atlas and for data governance and Apache Ranger, which is a security technology. So it can focus on those things not have to worry about trying to develop some of this higher level functionality that it gets through the IBM deal. Hortonworks does have an existing deal with Microsoft that potentially adds some complications, because Microsoft also uses the Hortonworks Hadoop distribution in its Azure HD Insight cloud-based managed big data service. So Jamie Engesser, who's the VP of Product Management at Hortonworks, said sort of maybe optimistically that the deal gives Microsoft a bigger target base of users to try to move to the cloud, meaning Microsoft could go after IBM's users, although he didn't want to put it quite that way, but he did say bigger target base of users. But on the other hand, Gartner analyst Merv Adrian said that choosing between IBM and Microsoft could be an interesting challenge for Hortonworks if in competitive situations.
So outside of just IBM and Microsoft, what does this deal mean for the Hadoop market as a whole?
Yeah, so the Hadoop distribution market is now down to four vendors. Basically, at this point, Hortonworks, Cloudera, MapR Technologies, and Amazon Web Services. But that's not necessarily a bad thing for users, I don't think. I mean, there's still four vendors. That's choices. And there are pretty clear differences between the remaining vendors. Hortonworks is very focused on open source technologies and pushing everything as an open source project or through an open source project. Cloudera, by contrast, kind of augments the open source Hadoop core with its own add-on tools more often. And MapR has its own file system and NoSQL database, and it really focuses on large deployments high performance uses or high performance applications. And AWS is a pure cloud play and focused kind of on cloud, cloud-based deployments of transient clusters for customers who can spin things up and spin things down fast. So there's still choices, and there are pretty clear differences between the remaining vendors.
So what were some of the other big discussion topics among conference attendees?
So there was a lot of talk about machine learning and deep learning applications. For example, on a user panel, there was talk about using machine learning or deep learning tools to give customer service reps a better understanding of individual customers while the reps are on the phone with them. And also things like providing virtual healthcare, predicting equipment failures before they occur, and giving instant mortgage approvals while potential buyers are looking at houses. So I think a lot of interesting things going on with people trying to take advantage of machine learning, deep learning, and even artificial intelligence technologies. And also another big topic was around the challenges of ingesting all of the incoming data that's available to companies now, and making it accessible to data scientists and analysts without them having to spend most of their time trying to find relevant information for what they're looking to do. So as part of that, one of the big issues is balancing the needs of some data scientists for access to raw data with the need to do some upfront cleansing, formatting, and data preparation work to simplify the analytics process for others. So that's a big issue as the use of big data platforms spreads to more mainstream companies and expands within them.
All right. Well, thanks, Craig, and thanks to our listeners for joining us for this episode of Talking Data.